Belonging to Love, February 18th, 2024. For the first time in many, many years, I hosted a group meditation in my apartment. It sparked a cleaning frenzy and had me looking at my apartment with fresh eyes. Almost exactly 4 years ago, I stuck two pieces of masking tape above my doorknob with the phrase, "This life now belongs to love, and anything can happen." As you can guess, after 4 years, I barely register those pieces of masking tape, but today they struck me anew. The phrase comes from Tosha Silver's book, It's Not Your Money, which I reread every February, not because I plan on it, but because that's when I need a reminder that the Divine Beloved is my source for all. This ties into my post from last week about acting as if all is well in my world, and that there's an ever-present loving entity that wants to help me, that's running this entire show we call life anyway. Tosha remarks people often say, "You'll never find a parking spot in that area," or "You'll never find a house in this market." Her response is, "You're right. You won't find a parking spot without God. You won't find a house in this market without God." She encourages people to recognize with God, Source, the universe, anything and everything is possible. If something is in our best interest, if it's in our highest good, the Divine Beloved will make it so. Even if parking is terrible, the housing market is fiercely competitive, the economy is in the toilet, etc., what we need will always come to us. Living in such a way requires that we let go of old stories and understand no matter what happened in the past, we can do different things differently now. We can live a new reality where life belongs to love and anything can happen. Doing so opens us to magic and possibilities. It means we are letting ourselves be taken care of by something greater than ourselves. This concept of letting life belong to love also means that I'm letting love lead the way. It's seeing there's a divine presence here, in this moment, in every moment. It's recognizing a loving force moves through me and through you. And again, I can consciously invite that loving force into my life. I've been on the spiritual path for a long time, and I still need the reminder that surrender doesn't only happen on the meditation cushion. Real surrender means saying, "Hey God, higher power, universe, I want you to take care of this. Please guide my actions. I trust where you are leading me." And then letting go, knowing whatever needs to come, comes, and whatever needs to go, goes. I let this life belong to love. I dream of a world where we recognize the power and the presence of a loving force in our lives. A world where we're able to surrender and let go of our micromanaging tendencies and fully trust all true needs will be met, and often in amazing ways. A world where we realize things work out better if we let our lives belong to love. Another world is not only possible, it's probable.